Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, advisor, coach, and consultant to tech executives worldwide. And our subject today is growing up. But first, let me tell you that if you hang on till the end of the episode, you will get a chance to win a free signed copy of my book, The Tech Executive Operating System. So hang tight, and in the meantime, let's talk about growing up in your position. This is an episode where I'm talking specifically and directly at you fellows, the executives, the senior leaders in your organizations. And that is because, frankly, I think that you have to hear this message because I keep seeing this again and again and again. Now, side note, I'm apologizing if those of you with really good headphones on and some noise cancellation can hear that the dishwasher is running in the background. This is week 3 now, where we have all kids at home, so I have to record at night when they are finally asleep and I have some sort of silence over here. And unfortunately, this is the time that we do a bunch of chores, so apologies. Anyway, back on subject. Growing up is what I mean by how we view different issues, obstacles, and real problems in our job. You've probably heard it before. If you're the sort of person, sort of leader that invests in reading, in knowledge, in learning about your role, about leadership, and you're doing it right now because you're listening to this podcast, you've probably heard about how we should be taking ownership for decisions. Like Jocko Willink's very, very known book and concept, Extreme Ownership. And I genuinely believe that. I think that that makes a big difference between someone who is merely a manager and someone that takes ownership as an executive, an active leader in the team, in the company. Now, too often we talk the talk, but we fail to walk the walk. And I want you to put your money where your mouth is. What am I talking about? As an example, and this is actually an amalgamation of a few scenarios I've had with clients in the past couple of weeks, you as an executive have an issue with a different person in the company. And I'm not talking about someone that is reporting to you, but some level of manager in a different part of the company. So this is someone that you have to cooperate with. Maybe they're not in the same rank as you are. Maybe they are your peers. Whatever the case, this is someone that you cannot decide to fire. You can't just provide them with feedback and expect them to change just because you said so. And now you have to come to terms with it. What are you going to do? And not growing up, the childish way of looking at this is saying, I don't want to play like this. You go up the chain of command and you find the person in the org chart that has the ability to take care of that person who you report to, and then you say, I don't want to play like that. It's either me or him or her. I don't want to be in that sort of a scenario. And you know, sometimes I agree. There are some cases, and they are quite rare, where that needs to be the case, where you have to put your foot down because someone is doing something completely unethical, is harming the business in a way that cannot be ignored, etc., etc. But let's be frank. Growing up here is about realizing that whoever you're talking about and whoever you're talking to, they all have so many things on their plate just as you have. So imagine that one of your engineers would come up and say that a different engineer two teams away from them is someone that they cannot tolerate. They think that they are not professional enough and they want them to leave. And you might even agree that that person shouldn't remain in the organization in the long term. But you currently have so many other things on your plate. You have other priorities, right? Other than staffing that specific position, because you have maybe other places that are more important. They're more critical to be staffed. And the same, my friend, applies to your scenario, to your problem. So rather than whine about it, maybe think, hey, I'm guessing the CEO, yeah, they're trying to get a new VP of marketing. They have a big round of financing to complete. I understand why they don't want to cut the head of whatever right now, because yeah, that's just more mess in the next couple of months. And yeah, this person is far from ideal, but is it really a matter of not being able to work with that person if they are staying? Or can you, if you have to, find a way to manage for a few more months? And that is how we grow up. And that is what I want to ask of you. Try and avoid this sort of bias where we focus on how easy it is for everyone else to fix the problems that we so clearly can see and find a solution for. Just as we can find so many different excuses for why issues within our purview are actually a lot harder, are actually not the right priority. Sometimes that is also the case for those around you. This is precisely like that saying where if you'd ask around, most people will tell you that they are better than average drivers, right? Which, of course, cannot happen. So to sum up, the takeaway is to change your mindset a bit. Grow up a bit and think, can I live with this a bit longer? Is this really such a burning issue? Does it really merit becoming the number one priority? Do I really know everything else that they have on their plates right now? And I know that this goes a bit against a lot of my other advice, because I always say that we have to have this executive mindset where we think everything is possible, where we have agency as in suggesting solutions and making others aware of issues, even if those issues do not directly fall within our responsibilities. But I don't think that, in fact, it truly contradicts. It is a matter of knowing how to prioritize your fights, choose your battles, and focus on those where you should be spending your credit, because you only have so much and you don't want to waste it about every single issue. That is how you grow up. That is how you become more effective in your organization. And therefore, when a real issue comes up, when there's something that genuinely impacts the success of your organization, of the entire company, you can then use that credit that you've stored up and fix the issue as quickly as possible. That is where, my friend, you have to put your foot down. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you want to grab a free copy of my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, you have a chance from when this episode went up for 2 weeks, so before you have two more episodes out, if you share a recommendation for the podcast on whatever social media network and tag me, Aviv Ben Yosef, you can find me essentially everywhere. Just write why you like this show and tag me, and that's it. You will automatically be entered into a raffle, and I will choose someone at random to mail them a nice signed copy of the book. And maybe we'll have a quick chat if you're up to it. I always enjoy talking to listeners. So do that. Again, 2 weeks. Other than that, if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. If you have any questions or comments, reach out to me. My email is always in the show notes. And again, I'm always happy to hear from you all. Thank you and have a great week.